Hi, this is David. You're probably familiar with celebrities like Kim Kardashian and Selena Gomez, who have become successful entrepreneurs with best-selling product lines. But it's not simply their celebrity that has made their product successful. An overlooked secret is actually the business behind their business, and that business is Shopify. Shopify has made selling online simple for millions of businesses worldwide. And at the same time, they make buying online easy for shoppers. Shopify has the number one checkout system on the planet, with conversions up to 50%. So, if you have a product to sell, now is the time to upgrade your business and get the same checkout that Kim Kardashian uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/inspirational, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/inspirational to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/inspirational. Thank you.
Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Mightier Than Circumstance by Frank B. Whitney, published in 1935. To live in eternity means to live in that state of consciousness, in which we see all things from the standpoint of eternal and permanent values. The person who has learned to live in eternity sees the events of the day only as they have bearing upon their eternal consciousness. The value of this consciousness lies in the fact that events ordinarily considered important become insignificant. The individual who has lived in personal consciousness and believes that circumstances involving their own personality give them pain or pleasure finds when living in eternity that old values give way to new ones, values established by enduring truths. The study of spiritual truth gives us a true, permanent, real and eternal standards of value. Without this standard, we are in the position of placing false or uncertain valuations upon our experiences. According to the standard of personal consciousness, if someone says or does something that we think they should not say or do, we are offended. From the standpoint of living in eternity, we view their words or deeds as having no eternal significance. We thus can see that living in eternity and recognizing its standards and values is the antidote and remedy for personal slights. Living in eternity helps us to view all our daily problems from a standpoint other than that from which problems ordinarily are seen. We see them not as baffling problems in need of a solution, but as problems being solved through a higher, masterful consciousness. The consciousness of eternity thus becomes to us a science of spiritual mathematics by which all problems are solved. The difference between two persons may be thought of as the difference between two rods for measuring value. The difference comes from their different standards of life, and the difference in the rules that they apply to life. The person who puts a high estimate upon life draws rich returns from life. The individual with a small measuring rod must be content with small rewards. The person who puts a high value on some trifling or insignificant experience hugs to themselves trifling and insignificant values. but the individual who views life from the standpoint of what we have called eternal values, sees insignificant experiences for what they are. They do not cherish them because they have no eternal value. If you find that you are harboring the memory of unhappy experiences, you may know that you do so because you once placed some value upon them. If you had not done so, you would not find them in your possession. Your business now is to revalue your experiences according to eternal standards. This is accomplished through living in eternal consciousness. The consciousness of eternity gives you a sense of mastery. Things that formerly disturb you no longer are able to irritate or upset you. Why? Because they have no value according to your new standard of life. Since you live in eternity, measuring all things by the principle of spiritual truths, they fail to impress you with any value. Prophets and sages have always reminded us that the things of the world are fleeting. We look back at situations that formerly enlisted our attention and wonder how we could give them a moment's thought. We are surprised that we should have assigned so much value to that which in truth is valueless. Begin today to reassess the values of your life, if you have not already done so. Cease to hold in memory the unpleasant experiences of the past. Live in the eternal and by its valuations. Live in the conscious realization that only that which is true and real and permanent and eternal can merit a place in your thought and memory. Put first things first. That which is first in the mind of the eternal God should be first in yours.